Am I Wrong was a little bit heavy today, but man, did a lot of people chime in on it.
Good.
Really good. And I think we actually kind of helped her out maybe a little bit. Maybe it's just me. Top notch. Top tier. Gold star today.
You actually got a text message from somebody saying it was the best one you've had.
That never happens.
Never, ever.
That has never happened in the history of Am I Wrong. So that was good, too. And 2 second tune.
That wasn't great. I'm just going to say it. It wasn't great.
It wasn't. Maybe had we heard those songs before, we would have done a lot better. You'll hear it all right now in the podcast.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Telling someone the truth can be a bitter pill to swallow sometimes. That's what we have up today in Am I Wrong? That's where someone's going through something, so they call us up, and you get to tell them if what they did or are thinking about doing was wrong. That is why Annabelle joins us on the phone today. Annabelle, what's going on? Why are you on Am I Wrong today?
Hey, guys. Well, I'm here because over a couple of glasses of wine in conversation with my stepmom, I told her something that I didn't lie. I wasn't wrong. I don't think I was wrong, but I also kind of regret, and I don't know. Maybe it wasn't right to tell her what I told her.
Okay. So,
yeah, we were, you know, chit-chatting and getting along, and just as we normally do. And we had some, like, a rare moment or, like, a stretch of a couple hours where we were alone because everyone else was, like, out in, like, others had gone to, like, the football game and others had gone on errands, and it was just the two of us. And so we were talking, and she just flat-out asked me, she's like, so why do you sometimes just still feel so distant from me and just a little bit cold? And I told her that it's just because I'll never really love her the same way that I love my real mom. And I have my reasons why. So
okay. So you just came right out and said, I'll never love you as much as my... Wow, okay.
And so, you said real mom.
I mean, she flat out asked.
So can I just ask, what's the reasonings that you would say that?
Even though she has been a big part of my life for over, you know, two decades now, and, you know, she was there for my little league games and, you know, high school basketball and, you know, would come up and visit at college and... you know, she's heavily involved with, like, my baby. That's great. But she's also the one that my dad cheated on my mom with.
Okay.
And it's great that, they ended up together. And she's never, you know, been horrible. She's great. I just, even as an adult now, I just can't get over the idea that she's the one that, you know, kind of tore up our family.
Have you guys talked since this this bombshell was dropped? Have you guys talked since then?
No, we patched over, and, you know, like we kind of got through the conversation in the moment, but we haven't had, like, any kind of follow-up conversation or nothing since.
What was her reaction when you said that?
She was I'll admit, to her credit, she took it really well. She asked for a little bit more mercy, if you will. Like, you know, it has been a long time, and I am sorry for all that it did, but your mom is in, like, a super healthy relationship now, and your dad's and my relationship has been great all these years now, and it really was for the best for everyone. She kind of defended herself, and we both sort of agreed to disagree, and it was still kind of awkward.
I've been a stepmom, and I know what it's like to be called the other mom. You're not my real mom. How do you think this is going to impact your relationship in the future? Do you feel like she's trying to take the place of your mom?
No, I really don't think that she's doing that. And it's just, I mean, if anything, when I was younger, I was more mad about it. And then, you know, you grow up and you just, things are the way they are. But now that I'm an adult and I'm married and I have my own baby, and I think back, like, okay, you guys, like, really, you really did something, and I was right to be mad. And now as an adult, I'm just a little bit more sad about the whole situation, even though it's all turned out pretty okay.
So you said that you did this over a few glasses of wine. Would you have said this without the wine? Is it how you feel today without the booze in your system?
I feel like I probably shouldn't have said it.
But you meant it, though. But you meant it.
I sure did.
All right.
I think it just let loose what I'd always wanted to say.
Well, this is exactly what Am I Wrong was made for. So what we're going to do is we're going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear all the calls, hear all the texts, and we'll find out, are you wrong for coming out and telling your stepmom that you'll never love her as much as your real mom? Hold on, okay?
Yeah.
It can be tough when you bring step-parents into the mix. We have Annabelle sitting on hold for Am I Wrong. She told her stepmom, I will never love you as much as my real mom. In a moment of honesty, she says, after a couple glasses of wine, was she wrong for telling her stepmom that? Hello?
Oh, absolutely. I got kids. I have 5 kids of my own and 3 stepkids, and I love those kids just like mine. Yes, that is completely wrong.
So even though this is the woman that her dad cheated on her mom with?
I don't know. I think that, you know, everybody's, if they're both wrong, I think it's just time that they just kind of sit down, put their differences apart, or, you know, aside, and kind of just forgive each other. I mean, if she was a good stepmom, I mean, why not, you know?
Life is pretty short. Well, you're definitely an expert on this, so we appreciate your input.
You bet.
320-656-9453 is the phone number. Brian, Chelsea, you guys see anything coming in on text?
Oh, my goodness. It's a mixed bag. Mike says, this lady needs to forgive her dad and stepmom for her own personal well-being. Is she really going to take this pain to the grave?
Yeah.
Which I think is, you know,
it kind of feels like it's really only hurting her.
And Jennifer says, is she this way with her dad, who also cheated? Her wording is a very poor choice. Holly says she was not wrong. No one can ever replace your mom. Jen says, you know, honesty is always good, but I'm a stepmom. And my stepdaughter used to say my real mom, too. And I hate that term. I finally told her how it makes me feel. I'm not your biological mom, but I am a real person.
Right. And then you could go on the flip side of things. Sydney texted in. She said, wrong. Your dad broke the household, not her. Sounds like she hasn't been nothing but supportive and loving for years.
Ooh.
And then Nikki texted in saying, my mom struggles hard because she was a single mom of 2 because of her. Oh. So it shows the real love she has for her mother.
Boy, what a tough situation, right?
Man, it really is.
And Chelsea, you've been in the position of being a stepmom.
Yeah, I didn't break up a home. I want to make that very clear.
Yeah, I've got to hear both sides.
No. But my stepbaby, I mean, I still miss her every day. And she was the biggest part of my life for 5 years. Yeah. I loved her so much. And I thought, hey, we're all adults, so we can all like surround this kid with love. Mm-hmm. But that's not how her mom felt at all.
Oh,
it was a toxic relationship between those two parents. So I did the best I could, and I just wished them the best, but it did crush me. And I tried to make a point saying, you know what? I know I'm not your biological mom, but I love you.
Right.
And I believe that love is big enough that when you love somebody, it doesn't take away love from another person.
Right.
And so, yeah, I still love all of them very, very much. Want them, wish them the best.
I'm going to put this call. I'm going to put you on hold. Hold on 1 second.
It's so crazy how it's both sides, because you get a lot of people that say the same thing. Like, I mean, you can't really be mad at the mom. She's not wrong for doing that. But then on the other side, you're like, it's the dad's fault. Like, nobody's over here being like, hey, the dad did this whole thing.
He's just kind of tiptoeing along.
He's just kind of skating by like, oh, I'm going to stay out the radar here.
I like Tanya's text here. Not wrong. Minnesota is so passive aggressive. You're allowed your feelings. And you be able to speak them without worry? Hey,
no, you're not. Not in this state.
Even if it crushes other people.
Annabelle should take that one with her.
Part of the rules of living here. You can't do that.
Ooh, we're busy talking in the studio here. I wasn't even paying attention. The song ended there. We got Annabelle sitting on hold right now. She told her stepmother, I will never love you as much as my real mom. And that she's wondering if she was wrong for doing that. Now, we've been taking all your calls, all your texts at 320-656-9444. We're going to give Annabelle her judgment in a minute, but what do you think? Was she wrong for telling her stepmom, I'll never love you as much as my real mom?
No, she's not in the wrong.
Okay.
Everybody has a right to their feelings, and somebody that steps in, I am a mother of 5 also.
Okay.
And I have a stepdaughter, and I know that she will never love me like her biological mother. Some stepkids coming in at certain ages, they may. And they may love them and not know a difference, but when something as tragic as that happens with that cheating and the family got torn apart and they're all the things, even though all of it turned out good and they're both in good relationships and stuff, it doesn't change the fact that as a child, that child was traumatized.
Yeah.
So as an adult trying to bind that, I think that's a good thing. And she did. It may not have came out at the right time, but hey, everybody's got that alcohol that helps them every now and again.
It sure does. True serum. Hey, we appreciate the call this morning. Thank you.
Yipper dipper.
All right, thanks. Good morning. Hello.
I do not think she's wrong. I'm personally a stepmom, and I have a stepmom, and I don't believe that any stepmom would expect their children to love them as much as their biological mom.
Does it just feel harsh, though, those words? I'll never love you as much as my real mom.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
No, I don't believe so. I've been through trauma with the stepmom that I deal with, and as well as me being a stepmom. I've had a child pass away, and we've been tight, and I would never expect my stepdaughters to tell me that they love me like their real mom. It's a different kind of love. It's a bonus love.
That's kind of what Chelsea, what you were saying earlier.
I 100% agree with that, that different kind of love. And I know that they're hurt, and broken families hurt. And I mean, so I really like that attitude of a different kind of love. We're going to grow through this.
Absolutely. It'll help their relationship even more so, I would presume.
Awesome. Thanks for the call.
We got a lot of good texts rolling in. Like Sarah texted in saying she thinks it's perfectly fine that she said that to her. She said, as a human, you get to choose who you love. And there's people who you just don't love, and people that don't love their bio moms either. So there's things like that.
That's fair.
We didn't throw that one in the mix yet.
And let's be real.
And then Kelly texted in and said, did anyone benefit from telling her stepmom? If not, she may have been in the wrong in that situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
It may have just been harsh words. Like, that's just harsh.
Yeah. Kimmy was texting. I get it. She was the other woman, but it sounds like she was a good stepmom. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're saying that she'll never love her like her real mom was kind of a spoiled brat thing to say.
Ooh,
something that didn't need to be said as an adult. Has she voiced why she's upset to her dad?
Yeah. That is true. He has just kind of skated by, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. Yes. Definitely has.
Come on, man. And then, here's some more truth serum. All right, here we go. Sharon, all right, she wasn't wrong for what she said, but I also don't think that her stepmother ever expected to be loved as much as her real mom, quotes and quotes. Mothers cannot be replaced no matter what. I agree with that. She has to remember that nothing can come between two people in a strong marriage. So she didn't break up the marriage. It was a weak one to begin with.
Yas queen.
And I also agree with that.
Wow. All right. Well, good. Well, dang, there's some good feedback on this. Thank you guys for calling and texting. 320-656-9453 is the phone number when we do this. Should we give Annabelle her judgment?
Yeah.
All right, Annabelle, you heard all the calls. You heard all the texts. Your judgment today, and am I wrong? I don't know. What would you say? A lot of people are kind of...
They understand her feelings, but they think that voicing it that way to a woman who's been... Sounds like pretty good to you was maybe a little harsh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, I can accept that.
Are you above mending this? I mean, would you feel okay calling her and saying, look, there was a lot of real feelings in me telling you I'll never love you as much as my real mom, but probably wasn't the right way to say it. Would you be cool doing that for her?
That would be the wise thing to do. It's for everybody, for all going forward, and probably for my own little heart, too.
Yeah, and I don't think you have to ever actually call her mom, but, you know, hearing the stuff that she's done for you growing up, I think at least having a relationship with her as maybe a good friend, a close friend, rather than a parental figure might be a different way to look at it.
It sounds like you have a really great bonus person in your life.
I do, and I think I'll just go get some counseling and just deal with the fact that it's how they started.
That's a rough start. Yeah. No one's gonna tell you wrong that the woman who your dad cheated on your mom with is still in your life. That's a tough one.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah, I am totally willing to be the one to pick up the phone or ask for the coffee date.
Coffee, not wine.
Yeah.
Unless you got more truth bombs.
Yeah.
If you got more truth you want to drop on her, then by all means, pop the bottle.
Could you imagine if it was tequila?
Ooh.
A lot of tears.
It's been a fist fight.
Definitely wouldn't be calling today, that's for sure.
I think both of us just recognizing that reality of the hurt is probably going to just heal it. Just getting it out there, just heal it even more.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can't do the Midwest passive aggressive on this one.
Deal with the elephant.
You got to steer into it.
Yeah.
Well, Annabelle, we appreciate you being on Am I Wrong today, and best of luck between you and your stepmom.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
It's time now for the Small Town Salute. We want to say good morning to everybody listening in White Shield, North Dakota, population 323. And the Elders' Easter Dinner is happening this Sunday at Lady J's Catering. The dinner goes from noon until 4 with door prizes and invited guest speakers. That sounds like a big Easter celebration in the 58540. And that's why White Shield, North Dakota, you get today's Small Town Salute.
That was your Small Town Salute on The Kelly Jordan Show. The Kelly Jordan Show.
2 second tune is where Brian Riley and I go head to head to see if we can identify a song in only 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You and I fancy ourselves to be experts in this.
We should be on the game
in this
show.
Field. Now, Chelsea, you have grabbed 2 seconds of three different songs, right?
I have.
And is there a theme or we're just doing 2 seconds?
So there is, and I'm going to mess with you guys a little bit. But I have faith. It's okay. Going to be hilarious. We have Easter coming up, but then we have April Fool's on Monday. So these are songs that either have fool in the title or they're about fools.
Okay.
All right.
And they're all country songs.
Except for the last one.
Oh man, she's throwing us curveballs.
Yeah, because the last one's probably a 90s hip hop song that Kelly knows and he's been at the club with.
If it is, thank you for that. All right. Are we ready for the first song in 2 second tune? Chelsea, please give it to us.
Here we go.
Famous last words.
What? I forgot that Chelsea just picks deep cuts when it comes to songs.
Is this from the 60s or the 70s?
Big Dog.
Yes.
Is it Fools Rush In, Elvis Presley?
Oh, no.
Is it...
Say your name.
Oh, Kelly.
There you go.
Is it What a Fool Am I by Red Skelton?
No.
Can I just guess?
It's the King of Country, if that helps.
It doesn't. It's George Strait.
Yes.
Okay, got that one. Right. Half point.
That's a half a point.
And is it...
Let's hear it again.
Famous last words.
Famous last words by George Strait.
Of a
fool.
Yes!
That's the most nonsense thing of all time. Never heard this song.
Never have I ever heard this song in my life.
I forget that Chelsea just goes deep on songs.
Your knowledge of country music may be a little too much for us to handle, Chelsea.
You got to bring it down to like a third grade level. Yeah. Like that's where we're at.
We want songs that were hits from 2022 to today.
Yep, maybe hits like last week.
And this has to be the slowest country song ever.
Oh, good.
Well,
one of my favorites.
All right. Next song. So that's a half a point each.
You do. You both get half a point.
Tie game. Here we go.
So stupid.
Next song.
Who's still in love with you?
Kelly.
Okay. Yeah.
Dixie Chicks. Fools, fools, fools.
No.
Big Dog. Is it Leanne Rimes?
You got the first name right.
Leanne Womack.
Kelly. Oh!
Yeah.
Yes. I hate the way this game is going.
Yeah. The title of the song is literally the guesses of the theme.
Fools.
The fool.
Big Dog
gets a point.
This game is an absolute mess. I don't know who's got what right now. Who has how many points? I don't even know.
Because no one knows the songs. Literally, only one person knows the song, and it's Chelsea. Right.
Play the song. This is Liam Womack.
All right, here we go. Okay, well.
This ain't the first time he's done it before.
Yeah, never heard it.
Never.
Here's the hook.
Well, it's too late now. I stopped it.
Yeah. Don't worry, Chelsea. We still wouldn't have known the song at the hook. Yeah.
We play hits here. Okay.
All right.
Last one. Who has how many points?
I think I have 1.5 points, maybe.
Big Dog has 1.5.
I have a half.
Coincidentally, this next one, Kelly, we're 2.5 points.
2.5 points. All right. Let's do it. Come on. Give it to us, Chelsea. Do you know the group, though? I bet you don't.
It's the Cranberries. And it's, Linger.
No! See how much more fun it is when we actually have heard the songs before?
He, like, hopped out of the chair.
I heard it because I knew, like, the thing is...
Kelly's hat moved.
We all got really excited because we knew the song but forgot our names in the process of it.
That was the cutest thing I've ever seen. Well, very good. Yay.
Nicely done, Brian. You won it today.
I don't feel proud of that win, but I'll take it.
I'm not hanging my head in shame after this. The only one who should be ashamed is...
We're not going to say names, but the only
one over here.
Yeah, the person that came up with it.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
But I'm supposed to have paid time off. That's what we have up today in the HR files, as we are joined by our human resources guy, Brian Zenzen. And oddly enough, Zenzen, this text just came in. Hot off the presses.
Well, hey, that's why we're here.
So if I fumble my way through it as I'm trying to read, bear with me.
Okay.
This person's texted in, hey guys, I got one for the HR files that I need some advice on. My girlfriend put in for paid time off for a few days off months ago, and it got approved. But a couple of days ago when the weather was really bad, she didn't want to go into work because she didn't feel comfortable driving, because in our area, it was really bad.
Yep.
The manager is trying to use her paid time off against her, basically forcing her to come in when the weather's bad. She said, we live pretty far north. The roads hadn't been plowed. There were sheer ice. It's about a 30-minute drive to work. She did not feel comfortable. She also has all the documentation saying that she could have her paid time off. Is it worth running this up the chain?
So they initially had time off during this day?
No, the paid time off was for down the road, but now they want her to use it earlier because of the bad weather.
Oh, they were going to force her to use her paid time off.
Yeah.
As an employer, should you force your employees to use PTO? Well, are you going to just pay them for not showing up? I mean,
that is true.
It's a catch-22. I mean, there's not really a great way around this.
So are you saying that in this situation, the employer is technically right? Because you have to, even though the roads are treacherous, and like you're risking your life to get in there, Mr. Zenzen.
Yes.
You knew he was going to side with the company.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
You still have to use your PTO?
Well, you don't have to, but you're not going to get paid if you don't. You know what I'm saying here.
No, I don't. That's why I asked the question, sir.
All right, take it easy, Brian Riley. Jeez.
I'm just trying to get those free days off, Doc.
Well, like here, the roads have been treacherous the past couple of days, but I always wanted to make sure I made it into work because they always had a problem with me living so far away from work. So I refused to let them be right. Mm-hmm. I have not missed a day because of weather ever. And there were times that I should have. There were times where I was like driving 25 miles an hour the whole way here. I'd leave my house like an hour early. And I would always think, why am I risking my life to go make fart jokes?
And as an employer, you got to be looking out for your employees, too. This guy that I used to work with, he finally got sick of people calling in. Like, the roads are too bad. I can't make it into work. He goes, okay, where do you live? paused for a second. What's your address? I'll be there to pick you up in 15 minutes. And he went around and picked people up.
Seriously?
Seriously.
That's awesome.
If you can't get to work, we'll get you there. We'll get you paid.
Brian Zenzen, I won't salute you because I think that's probably disrespectful. But
you don't do it indoors.
Right. It's not okay. A ceremony yet. But we are going to miss you being in the studio. Be safe. You'll still be on with us. It'll just be remotely once you get base camp set up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I will see you, I guess I'll see you around Christmas, if not the new year.
That's right. The HR files with our human resources soldier, Brian Zenzen.
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does. We mean absolutely no one. It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
That was a pretty lackluster imitation of Mel Blanc, who voiced all of the Looney Tunes characters in the early days of the Looney Tunes.
That's so crazy.
I forget that there's actual humans. Like,
right. Well, he was so good, too. He was so good. Well, anyway, he was in a very, very bad car accident one time where that left him in a coma.
Oh, my gosh.
They could not get him to come around. For 14 days, he laid there completely unresponsive.
Wow.
The doctors had an idea, and they walked in, and they said, "What's up, Doc?"
What? Really?
And they said, "Bugs Bunny." No, they said, They said, "Bugs Bunny, how are you doing today?" To which he replied,
"What's up, Doc?"
That like got through his brain folds and like awakened him a little bit.
Did he? And he did it in the voice?
Yes.
Okay, that's like cool and creepy at the same time.
Oh my gosh, so that's where that line came from.
No, he already had said this.
Oh, he already said it.
He was already Mel Blanc. The Looney Tunes already existed at this time. That's why they thought, like, maybe this dude has all these, different personalities rolling around in his head. Let's try and get to one of the different ones.
That's such a creepy thing to think about, though. Like, you say that to him, and then the voice comes out while they're in a coma?
Well, hold up, playa. There's more.
Yeah.
So they thought, well, let's use this strategy to see if we can't get his brain firing, and we'll pull him out of this coma.
Nice.
So they also said to him, I keep doing this. The doctor asked if Tweety Bird was in there, too. To which he replied,
I taught a pretty cat.
He replied in the voice of Tweety Bird, I taught a putty tat.
Gosh.
So anyway, this accident was bad. He was laying there in like a full body cast for months.
Yeah.
because he was in such a bad car accident. So how did he give the voice then to Barney Rubble in the episodes of the Flintstones? They hung a microphone over his bed, and he voiced the early episodes of the Flintstones laying there in his bed. He was the voice of Barney Rubble laying there in his bed.
Oh, my gosh.
After being in a terrible car accident, after being in a coma, they used cartoon characters, his very own cartoon characters, to draw him out.
What?
That's incredible, though.
Isn't that neat?
I'm reading up on it. He was driving alone in a sports car, and it was involved in a head-on collision on Sunset Boulevard.
Dang.
And his two legs and his pelvis were fractured as a result, was in a coma.
Oh.
For about 2 weeks later. That's so insane.
Yeah. When they're like, is Bugs Bunny in there? Our Bugs Bunny, how are you doing
today?
The
brain is such an amazing
thing. Oh, it's just incredible.
What's up, Doc?
One of my favorite pictures I would love to have hanging somewhere in my home is when Mel Blanc passed away. Someone made a drawing of all of the characters that he voiced.
Oh.
And there was just like there was a microphone standing there with like a spotlight on it.
Yeah.
And all of them were just standing there with like their heads hung down. It's just like when you grew up with Looney Tunes.
I see the picture now.
Yeah.
That's actually really cool. It's got the one spotlight, and it's got Piggy, the pig, the
Bugs Bunny,
the rooster, Sylvester.
That's a cool picture, right?
That is a really cool picture.
They're all just kind of mourning his loss. But anyway, he was awesome if he was doing this, man. And then just hang a microphone over. We're going to voice Barney Rubble real quick.
What else you got in there?
I still can't get over the fact that he did the voices in a coma. Like,
hey,
that,
what's up, Doc?
I would be terrified if I was the doctor in that situation.
Right.
That's insane.
Right.
I would give him a carrot.
But how cool is that?
That's Kelly.
Yes?
You did it.
I wish I would have gotten the facts straight in the early beginning.
Hey, you did it.
Thanks, brother. All on my own.
That was unbelievable.
All on my own, I did this with no help from either one of you
two. Not even a little bit.
Not even close. Not even so much as an email with all this information in it. Maybe you didn't find this one interesting. Man, I did. And I'll have another one for you tomorrow. Will it be on this quality? That depends if I get any help from these two again tomorrow. We will see.
What are you talking about? That was all you.
That was all me.
Wink, wink.
I'll have another one for you tomorrow, and yeah, I might be the only one that likes it, and that's okay, because sometimes... Welcome to the bonus track. It's the very first break of the day. We tack it on the end of the podcast. We heard about Chelsea moving.
Oh, the glories of moving.
And how that's all going with her. And I know we must have talked about something else. Or didn't we?
I was literally about Chelsea moving.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the big thing going on today.
Everything hurts.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. You hear it all right now in our bonus track at the end of the podcast.
So my stuff that I laid out for today, like my outfit, toothpaste, toothbrush, all those things. Those things got magically packed away, too.
Oh, that's rough.
Somewhere.
Well, you put together quite the ensemble for last-minute preparations.
Thank you. My fluffy teddy bear sweater. And the dogs are freaking out because they're like, what's happening?
Yeah, they don't know what's going on.
What's happening? So we have Box Mountain, and we just have I can't believe I'm saying this. All right, I'm going on record. We have too much stuff.
No.
I have too many shoes.
You?
Oh, God, I have too many shoes. I have too much crap.
From the lady that said yesterday she still has her high school cheerleader uniform, she's now admitting
too much stuff.
I have too much stuff. Mom and Dad, I'm sorry.
You're a hoarder.
Oh, not quite. We are downsizing.
Borderline.
Holy buckets. We did not drink all the booze. I tried yesterday.
Did you, though? Because I feel like you'd look worse today if you really tried.
We did have just a few seltzers. A
couple cigarette butts in your hair.
I just couldn't. Oh, no smoking for me. Oh, dude. And then my neighbor lady with the cameras.
Yeah.
She started moving the cameras because she is concerned about what's happening.
Oh, she sees a scuttlebutt.
Yeah, there's a snowbank. And so she has now placed the camera on top of said snowbank.
You got a wild scene going on.
Yeah, for reals.
The next time I move, I'm doing the move where I get a dumpster and we're purging.
Ooh.
You got that much stuff?
Yeah, we just have accumulated so much crap.
Now, do you think it's because you keep going on walks and then picking things up on the side of the road and then bringing it home? Like, is that part of the problem?
And we're not talking about leaves or rocks.
No, point of order. That is how we got our patio furniture, which is an awesome glass table with an umbrella.
Yeah,
I got that off the curb.
Okay.
We have a working Nordic Track elliptical machine.
That's been used
zero times. Was sitting on the curb, and I was like, man, I think
you should bring that in here.
I would love to bring that in here. Get it out of my garage.
I don't think I could use it right now. My legs are done.
Someone's gonna come help me move it, though. It's literally, I loaded it, I got it off my truck after I pulled it off the curb. It's been sitting in my garage for 4 years now.
Oh, my Lanta. So, I just feel bad. We hired professional movers.
Smart move.
We're at the point in that life where a pizza and a case of beer just ain't going to cover it. Mm-hmm. And so Chris goes, well, we only need two guys. And I'm like, look at all our stuff. Have you felt how heavy these boxes are? We packed up the whole pantry. That's one box. That's got to be 60 pounds.
That's tough.
I know. And now we're going to have steps where we're at.
Oh, man, the exercise. Sounds terrible.
Yeah, man. Golly.
Oh, boy.
Now, go ahead, Brian.
No, I was just saying the added steps. Oh, the horror.
When I lived in Texas, and this is just a fact. I'm not putting any feeling on this. If you were moving, you would go to the Home Depot early in the morning, and there would be, I don't know, 24 gentlemen all standing outside waiting for work for that day. And you could be like, you'd be like, you know, $100 to help me move. And you could get four guys from Home Depot that morning to help you move.
So they weren't Home Depot employees?
No, they were not.
They were not.
They're just waiting for work.
I'm pretty sure their documentation was limited in this country.
You get four guys working for $100 all day long. You know what you're getting out of the deal.
And they hustle, man. They hustle.
Absolutely. We did that twice when I moved in Texas. We're like, let's just run to the Home Depot, grab a couple guys. This will be done in a minute.
Do you ever feel bad doing that, though?
Not really, because no. I would pay them like $200, you know?
Okay.
So if you get, you know, if you had three guys, $600, you got movers helping you move.
Oh, it's $200 a guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, you compensate, and then you don't feel bad.
I thought it was you paid $100 for four guys total.
Oh, hell no, dude.
Dang.
No.
What is this, the 1800s?
It's worse than a beer and pizza.
Now,
they came here for a better life, man, not a worse one.
I do have this one piece of furniture that is the bane of all existence.
Throw it in the dumpster.
It's a chair.
Of course it is.
Called the teddy bear chair. It's super soft. It's got pillows. Ugh. It's a giant circle on rollers, and it is about the size from Brian to me to you, Kelly. It is humongous.
You're talking about, that's a 15-foot chair.
That's a couch. That's not a chair.
It's a giant chair. It fits a grown adult, a kid, and two dogs. Like, I mean, this thing is huge.
And it's
going upstairs. It's going to go up the steps.
That would be the first thing in the dumpster. As soon as they roll that thing off, boom, that thing's
in. It would fill the dumpster.
Where did you buy that? And where did you go, I need this in my life?
This was when, with my ex, we went and we got furniture for our house. And he decided that we were just going to load up on credit cards. And this was it.
With your ex, huh?
This was exactly. And this was the point of contention with the ex. It was the one, I got three things out of the divorce. And this was one part of it. So I'm going to keep it forever.
Yay.
I would 100% throw that one away.
I can't. It's too big.
Nah, you can figure out a way to do it.
It's a pretty sweet chair.
You know what you should do? Leave it on that neighbor who doesn't like you's driveway. Just set it there.
Because
what
are they going to do? Her driveway.
That's fine. What is she going to do? Come over next door to you and yell at you? You're gone.
You know, it's kind of sweet. She came out to roll in her trash can the other day, and my dog Delilah, the one who made a mess in her yard, just starts going just BS yelling. Crazy on her. Just starts barking at her, and I like pet her head. I'm like, good girl. Good nice. Girl. Say goodbye to the neighbor.
Get aggressive with it.
You guys ready to do some history?
Let's go.
It was on this day back in 1885. The Salvation Army was officially organized on this day back in 1885.
I was so confused there for a hot second.
That's why it was Pavlov's Law.
I used that sound effect. But they don't really do that anymore, do they? Sit outside and ring the bell.
Oh, they do.
Now it's just like a QR code, you walk by.
They fully got it still.
Take it easy. Everybody settle down. Maybe it's just my neighborhood. I'm only going off the life I know.
Based on the neighborhood you say you lived in, I understand why it's QR codes only.
Yeah. It's pretty trash. Which is funny because my neighbors listen to the podcast and they're always like, dude, why are you talking about our neighborhood like that? I'm like, open your eyes and look around. Look around you.
It's not that bad. It's just kind of bad.
They can't look through your new sparkling windows, though.
They can't. All right. On this day in 1985, so 100 years after the Salvation Army was formed. This room that was alive when this song came out?
I was alive watching the documentary.
The documentary is so good about this song.
What year was this?
This was 1985. So anyway, the reason why I bring this up is because on this day in 1985, 6,000 radio stations around the country all said at 10:15 a.m. Eastern that they were going to play that song at the same time. So at that time, 6,000 radio stations around the country all played that song at the same time.
So cool.
Trying to change the station, you keep finding the same one.
Like, oh, my God, it's stuck. Now, here's what's crazy, though. Think about that. 1985, there was no internet. There was no email. So these stations coordinating this, they literally had to like jump on the phone with each other and be like, all right, 6,000 radio stations. Think about that. Think about before email, how hard it would have been to coordinate 6,000 radio stations.
The coordination was crazy. Yeah, I think it took them 2 months to coordinate constant phone calls. And
very well could have been.
Who was the artist that didn't show up that day?
Prince.
Is that what it was?
Now, you got to watch the documentary, dude, because maybe you don't know that song very well, but you'll know all the artists in there.
Oh, no, I know the song. I know the artist. I mean, I never really liked the song. That's kind of part of the reason.
The song is weak. The song is absolutely weak.
But the documentary is worth it,
Who was the woman that was supposed to like lure Prince in?
Sheila E.
Yeah, Sheila E. was there. She's dope. She's amazing.
So Sheila E. was there, and they kept asking her, is Prince coming? Is Prince coming? And she realized, like, oh, the only reason they're keeping me here is because they want Prince here.
Baloney, because she's awesome.
Well, I mean, she only had like one hit at the time. She was she's had like two hits her entire life, but she's pretty much Prince's drummer that he takes, or his, what do you call it?
Percussionist?
Thank you. That's who she is. So.
She does that too.
Right. Now, I love her. Her song, Love Bizarre, is in my top five favorites of all time.
Is that a deep cut?
Love Bizarre? No, it's not. But it's in my top three favorite, top four favorites. God, Kelly, shut up.
Check out the documentary. It's good.
No one cares any words that I'm saying right now.
I do. That's why I'm listening.
I literally got lost in my own thoughts there. And then on this day in 2022,
my behavior was unacceptable, and I'm here whenever you're ready to talk.
Will Smith publicly apologizes to Chris Rock, but of course Chris Rock was like, nah, skip me with all that.
That's so awesome that he said no.
I know.
That's actually the coolest thing in the world.
That's so baller. Like, he didn't call the police. He didn't file charges, but he's like, your apology, you can stuff your sorries in a sack, mister.
Yeah, we don't need to be friends anymore. I don't care about you. That's so cool.
Let's do some birthdays, guys.
Let's go.
Celebrating a birthday today. When Lady Gaga came out, I didn't think she was going to be as super talented as she was. I thought she was just another bubblegum like dance artist, but man, is she talented.
Is that before or after the meat dress?
It's during Lady Gaga's birthday today. How old?
Oh, I hate this. I'm going to go.
Well, then don't participate. Brian Riley.
42.
Oh, wow. You're way over on that.
36.
Oh, you're close, but both of you are a few years off. 38 today for Lady Gaga.
Oh, my gosh. She's not that much older than me.
One of my favorite actors of all time, born in the Midwest. That's why I like him so much, too.
We're going to give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah! Vegas!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Vince Vaughn, it's his birthday today. That's from the movie Swingers.
I've been wanting to see Swingers because I love Vegas, but I've heard it's a great movie.
So that movie cost, Jon Favreau wrote, directed that movie. Yep. For $200,000, he made that movie.
Ooh.
And it became a cult classic. I went through a bad breakup in 1998. And I bet you I watched that movie every single day for about, I don't know, 9 months.
Really?
I'm not even exaggerating. Like, I would be getting ready to go to the club. I'd be like, let me put on Swingers. Let me pour a little cocktail. I'm going to go out and get mine.
And?
I stayed single for about 9 months.
Oh, my gosh.
How old is old Vince Vaughn today, though?
Ooh. Can I ask a random question? When did Swingers come out?
I want to say 96.
Okay. Mathematically speaking, I'm going to say he's 56 today.
Oh. I'm going to say 50.
54 for old
Vince.
For old Vincey Vaughn today.
Vincey Vaughn.
Dang.
And then finally celebrating a birthday today. Get ready. Song makes me so uncomfortable.
Why?
It's the first country song I ever learned.
Do you know what this song's about?
No, not really.
Have you ever listened to the lyrics?
No, not really.
It's about a
mom.
Survivor.
It's about a mom, like, essentially sending her daughter out to be a prostitute.
No, an escort. They're different.
How?
They're different. Haven't you watched...
The names?
They're higher class. They go after the classy men.
Oh, I've heard the song.
Yes.
I can't believe that's an argument this
Mama
morning.
Died. The baby got taken away. Fancy had to do something, Kelly.
I know. That's why it makes me so uncomfortable.
She made it, though.
She did.
She made it.
How old is old Reba?
Reba. I'm going to say Reba is 50. Okay. All right. Okay.
Reba is 68.
Oh, you're close.
Yay!
Reba's the ripe old age of 69, although she still looks like she's in her 50s.
She's amazing.
She's had plastic surgery, but just enough to where she doesn't look ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, she still looks young. She doesn't look beat up.
I was watching because the girlfriend put it on TV, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or whatever, yesterday on Hulu. You want to talk about looking ridiculous.
Oh, all of them look
every
just...
Every single one of them.
Beverly Hills is the worst plastic surgery.
That has to be like some sort of mental disease or something where you think you still look good with your face just ripped to shreds like that.
Well, when you spend that much money and you can't move.
Is that it? Is it just showing other people like, look how much money I've had that I've destroyed my face?
It's almost like somebody put an air pump in their ear and then just inflated their face. And then they're like, okay, that's how we're going to look
from
here
on out. The lips always get me. The super puffy lips always are
like
so gross to me.
The double lip underneath where it's just extra. And you're like, I don't know how you can talk like that.
It looks so like tight and painful.
And then they don't eat anything good.
It helps them not to eat. That's actually why they do that.
Yeah, it just hurts so bad to chew. Yeah.
But Reba, she went the other way. She got tasteful plastic surgery.
Yeah, she did.
Although she denies it. But come on, Reba. You're almost 7 years old. You look like you're 50. If it's your birthday today, I'd like to wish you a happy birthday as well. Chelsea, what do you have coming up for us and what's trending?
Ooh, some beef over the Golden Girls and the song Jolene.
Look out, girl. We got that coming up next when Chelsea gives us what's trending on The Kelly Jordan Show.